we've got mail. Letters to the editors. Not so overwhelmed. I am so grateful to you for printing the article, How Nearer to the Angels, March 1999. I was not sure what I wanted to do with my life, and I was juggling three different activities at once. This article taught me that all of them are equally important, but we can't do all of them at the same time. Now I don't feel so overwhelmed. Heather Braunberger, West Valley City, Utah. A strength. I've been a member of the church for about 4 years, and I would like to give my gratitude to the church magazines. They have truly been a strength. So many blessings come from these wonderful magazines. I know that they are just another way to bring the Spirit into our lives. Thanks. Joshua A. Holliday, Lodi, California. A wonderful job. I would like to thank you for the fiction story, The Funhouse, in the June 1999 New Era. The author should be commended not only for her writing skills, but also for her sense of humor. A story that can reach me on a spiritual level, as well as make me laugh, is always enjoyable and makes me eagerly anticipate the next month's edition. I think The New Era does a wonderful job of helping youth keep their standards high, and I would like to thank all those who work at making the magazine as wonderful as it is. Ryle Smith, Cheyenne, Wyoming. Keep it exciting. The May 1999 issue was great. I think I've probably read it through 5 times. I really enjoy how you keep The New Era exciting. All of the stories are wonderful and fun to read. Most magazines have a few good stories that may touch you for the time being, but your magazine has good stories that touch you for a long time. Jamie Christensen, Salt Lake City, Utah. In the Right Direction. I love your magazine. Sometimes I feel like the stories are written just for me. Whenever I get a monthly issue, I start reading it and won't be able to put it down. I especially wanted to thank you for printing the story, The Answer in Section 6, November 1998. Lately, I felt the same way as Katie did. This story helped me realize I have felt that peace and love and comfort of the Spirit. I'm still working on gaining a stronger testimony and more faith, and I know I'm headed in the right direction. Ashley Crawford, Orlando, Florida. A big lift. I would like to thank you for the wonderful messages that you give to so many youth. I am especially grateful for the Mormon ads in the New Era. I was very impressed with the Mormon ad in the April 1999 issue. I think that everybody should reach up and let the Savior lift them. I know He will. I have tried to be stronger than I am. James chapter 4, verse 10 says that if we humble ourselves, the Lord will lift us up. I know that to be true. Daniel Waters, Pendergrass, Georgia. Offended. My red head was offended by your Mormon ad stereotype in the May 1999 New Era. It was a long time before I realized that redheads did not have to have a bad temper. When I was younger, any bad behavior on my part was quickly rationalized as natural due to my red hair. It is actually not funny to many of us with red hair. Just look at the picture and the implications. Not nice. Helene Rockwood, via email, Campbell, California. Note: The New Era welcomes your letters. Send them to Feedback, New Era Magazine, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150, or via email at cur-editorial-newera@ldschurch.org. Submissions may be edited for length and clarity. End of We've Got Mail.